John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He's the man who gave us "If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow," 50 lyrical lines that helped define the 70s. You know, Chris, I got to tell you, there are times where I'll be playing a song on the radio and it dawns on me that I will never see that band perform again. And one of them is, of course, the Allman Brothers. That band's been dying for as long as they've been together.
It's true. And they, you know, once they started, you know, they just say losing members back in the early 70s, they did still manage to put out some incredible records.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw them live back then, and they were always an incredible live band. The tune we're talking about today was actually the first single written in the wake of Duane Allman's death in 1971, Ramblin' Man. For a lot of people, this is kind of like the defining Allman Brothers tune, which is interesting because it is after Duane. Me, I like sort of the earlier stuff better.
Mm-hmm.
But Dickie Betts put it together. The title, Ramblin' Man, is an homage to the 1951 Hank Williams tune of the same name. And it's mostly autobiographical. I mean, he wasn't born in the back of a Greyhound bus, but his dad was a construction worker in Florida, and they were on Greyhounds all the time, moving, you know, frequently. And so that's where that line came from. And there's other lines in there, too. There was a buddy of Dickie Betts's who used to say to him, "Oh, I bet you're just trying to make a living and doing the best you can." And Betts loved that line and wrote it down, and when he put the lyrics to the tune together, put that in there. And what I love especially, the ending of the tune, that sort of great, those ride-out dueling guitar solos,
right.
That was inspired by Layla. If you remember the great out jam of Layla. They loved that a lot. Duane played on that, obviously, and so they brought in Les Dudek, the
great
guitar player.
Les Dudek! I haven't heard anybody mention his name in 25 years.
Yeah, he came in to play that duet part with Dickie in honor of Duane, and so there's that sort of emotional piece to it, you know? And again, like you say, the tragedy's kept on going. The Allmans played this in the premiere of, remember the show In Concert on ABC?
I'm sure applauding on that. I was at that show. They filmed it in Hofstra.
You're kidding.
No!
Well, then you know the Allmans played there, their first national TV appearance. They play Ramblin' Man, and that was Barry Oakley's last performance. Bass player died in a motorcycle accident a week later, and show aired after his death and was dedicated to him. So a lot of drama in the Allmans, but this classic Allmans tune has kind of a cool backstory. And again, it's sort of attached gently to Layla, which I always think of when I hear it.
Well, there's everything behind Ramblin' Man. He's got to get ramblin'. We're going to get music back on the air. It's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.